Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. We're just thanking God for our leadership here at God's Covenant Church. Thanking God for a teaching priest. Teaches us the ways of God. God has ways that has to be taught to you. When you come to God, you have to be taught of God's ways. And I thank God we get that teaching here at God's church. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad for this door of utterance. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God. We are established in Jesus' name. Glad to be with you today. We're glad for our leadership that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk to you today a little bit about seeing eye to eye. And before we get into that thought, we want to hear this number our Deacon Dale wrote. Children of the prophets, Sister Vienna Choir, children of the prophets.
Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham.
Do you know
beautiful. Children of the prophets. That's who we are. We know we know the Lord because we keep God's commandments. And how do I know this? How do we know this? Because the scripture says, keep therefore and do them. Well, this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I'm so grateful for our Bishop Barfield, who's going on, and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy. They were sanctified preachers. Yes. They're in the bosom of God with Moses and all the prophets and all the saints. They're there. Yes. And we're continuing steadfast in the doctrine. Deacon Debbie, these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
We are here to write the vision and make it plain. I'm glad for this opportunity. It's just giving you a testimony. And we're bringing you what thus saith the Lord. As I say, the thought today is about seeing eye to eye. Every one of God's anointed and the people of God, we should all see eye to eye. What does that mean? All of those that God sent should have the same vision. We should all see and say the same things if we're all of God. I don't understand how you have five Baptist churches or five Methodist churches or five Lutheran churches in one block and they all say God sent me. Somebody's lying. If you're in walking distance or driving distance of 15, 20 minutes, you all should be up under the same roof. Then you have all these different denominations, and they say, we are Christians. And they all say, well, what faith are you? I'm Baptist. What faith are you? I'm Lutheran. What faith are you? I'm Presbyterian. What faith are you? I'm Catholic. But the scripture says there's one Lord.
All right.
One faith.
Yes.
One baptism.
Yes.
So I believe the scripture.
Yes.
And I believe the doctrine and the faith is keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
As the scripture says, here is the patience of the saints, those that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The faith of Jesus Christ is keeping his Father's word, which is the commandments, which is law.
Yes.
There are many laws, but it all stems from the one law. And then there's the remedy for the law. Yes. And that's the law. Yes. These laws are also called covenants. Same thing.
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 52 and 7 because we should all see eye to eye. And if you hear this broadcast and then there's one that come on after us or before us, it sounds like a game show. Boom, 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 boom. And how about Jesus and his great love and Jesus, his great this and that. And it sounds like a game show. God's word is not a game. This is our life. This is our life in God, the law of God, his word. It's life.
Yes.
Because I believe he says in his word, to as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Now, Isaiah 52 and 7, evangelist, what does it say?
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings.
How beautiful. Up on the mountain. As I say, and I've said in past broadcasts, and the scripture bears me witness, those that God sent, he sent from the mountain.
Yes.
From the height of God.
Yes.
Everyone that God sends, he sends them from the mountain.
Yes.
Now, don't contact us and say, now, Peter, he didn't send him from the mountain, the apostles. Yes, they were. They were established in the mountain.
Yes.
Every one of God's anointed, whether it's spoken of or not, they are in the mountain.
Yes.
Because that's where God sends his anointed after giving, he sends, gives them a charge from the mountain.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the reason why their feet are beautiful, because it's the stand they have.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Every one of God's anointed should lift up a standard for the people.
Yes.
Because God's ways are high.
Yes, they are.
They're beautiful.
Feet of him that bringeth good tidings, what?
That publisheth peace.
Because the scripture says, great peace have they which love thy law. We publish God's law.
Yes.
Because that's how you get peace.
Yes.
You're in peace with God when you obey his word.
Yes.
What?
That bringeth good tidings of good.
Now, so many ministers, they bring good tidings, but the tidings they bring are of good and evil. God's tidings is not of good and evil. It's of good.
Right.
Because some tidings are of evil, although they may be good. But they're evil.
Yes.
Because anything that's not in line with God, anything that God is not pleasing God, it may be good, but it's evil to God.
Yes.
Because our plight here is to please God.
Yes.
To serve God.
Mm-hmm.
Tidings of good, what?
That publishes salvation.
We publish salvation. Salvation is keeping God's word. He come to save his people from sin. Jesus is the word. When you obey God's word, it keeps you from sin.
Yes.
That's what?
That saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth.
So who is telling the people God is reigning? If the one that God sends is not publishing God's law, his word, if they don't have salvation, you cannot say God is reigning. You can't say God is reigning when you say I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me, but ain't nobody perfect. You can't help but sin. That's not publishing peace. Salvation, and that's not letting the people know that God is reigning. God is reigning when he is able to keep you.
Right.
When he has come and saved you from sin and keeping you from sin. God is reigning.
Yes.
But God is not reigning when sin is reigning in your mortal bodies.
All right.
Sin is reigning. God is not reigning.
That's right.
But the one that God sends when he brings or she brings the word, and ones are keeping God's word, which is his law, his commandments, truly God is reigning.
Yes.
What?
Thy watchman shall lift up the voice.
Now, the one that God sends, lift up the voice. What mm-hmm. are we talking about? Talking about God speaking the words that he wrote.
Yes.
That's lifting up God's voice. Lifting up the words of God, because man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So if you're going to lift up God's voice, you're lifting up the words of God.
Yes.
We lift up, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, because that's the words of God.
Mm-hmm.
We lift up not having any gods before God and not making any graven images and taking his name in vain and forgetting the Sabbath day and honoring God and those that carry God. We lift that up.
Yes.
As the Lord said, if I be lifted up, that's lifting up Jesus, because Jesus is the word. When you lift up God's word, you're lifting up the Lord.
Yes.
And he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me.
Yes.
And he's talking about those that want to live for God.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
With the voice together.
With the voice. In other words, I'm going to lift up the voice with the voice together.
Together.
What?
Shall they
because
sing.
Because the voice is singing the Song of Moses.
All right.
The Song of Moses is the Song of the Lamb. The Song of the Lamb is the laws of God.
Yes.
And with the voice, because God is singing his word.
Yes.
And everyone that God sends must be singing and with the voice.
Yes.
God's voice.
Yes.
Eye to eye. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Right quick, let's go to 1 John.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I didn't have this in my notes that I jotted down, but I was just thinking, if you're not with God, you are not lifting up God's voice. 1 John 5 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be one.
Yes.
With the voice, with God.
Yes.
Because God's word and God are one.
Yes.
So when you say you're one with the word, you're one with God.
Yes.
When you say you're one with God, you're one with the word.
Yes.
You agree with that.
Yes.
5 and 7 says what?
For there are three that bear record in heaven.
What?
The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. What?
And these three are one.
They're not a trinity now. The scripture is telling you they're one. So when you speak about the Holy Ghost and we speak about the Father, the Word is talking about God.
Yes.
They're all one.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And there are three that bear witness in earth.
Now, the earth that we're talking about is you and I that walk on the earth. Not talking about the ground we walk upon. We're talking about those that have the Spirit of God. Three should be bearing witness in us.
In
what?
Earth. The Spirit.
The Spirit of God.
And the water.
The water.
And
is,
the blood.
Is the washing
yes.
of God's word. I mean, the word washing us, rather.
Yes.
Being washed by God's word.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God. They're all one.
Yes.
And the
blood.
If we've been washed in the blood, that means we've been washed in God's word.
Yes.
Yes.
They're one.
They're one, mm-hmm. yes.
And if you have been washed in God's word, in the blood, in the water, if the Spirit of God is in you, what?
And these three agree in one.
So you should be seeing eye to eye with thou shalt have no other gods before
yes.
me. Not making any graven image, not taking his name in vain, all the way down. You should be one with remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You should be one with thou shalt not kill and on and on and on. You should be in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm.
If the Spirit is with you or in you, if you've been washed in the blood, if you've been washed in the water, it says the blood cleanses you from all sin. God's word will clean you when you obey it.
Yes.
That is Jesus. Let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Isaiah 52 and 8 again. Thy watchman.
Watchmen.
Talking about those that God sent.
Mm-hmm.
Thy watchman shall
lift up
thee voice. That's what I'm attempting to do. Lifting up God's word.
Yes.
What?
With the voice together.
And when you lift up the voice, you are with God.
Yes.
With the voice together, what?
Shall they sing.
What?
For they shall see eye to
so
eye.
So I see like Moses sees or saw. I see how Jeremiah and Peter, James, and John, that's what John just wrote, that you should be one with the Father,
yes.
the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But so many have tried to change God's word and say, well, we picked another day instead of the Sabbath. And more importantly, well, we don't live holy, but we got the Holy Ghost, but we're Baptists. No.
No.
If you have the Holy Ghost, you're holy.
Yes.
You're a holy people unto the Lord.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For they shall see eye to eye. What?
When the Lord shall bring again Zion.
So when God brings his church, this is what is going on here. If you don't see in this one that you're under, don't see eye to eye in the word. Don't agree with every word that you must live by it. You're not the church that God will bring. That's bringing back. He told Peter, will you restore again the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting Peter know, it's not for you to know the times nor the season. But when the time and season comes, God brings again his church.
Yes.
And God comes to save those that are predestinated to live for him.
All right.
Those that will obey him. If you're going to obey God, the word will be there for you somehow. God's going to get it to you. That beautiful? Whatever that season is. That beautiful? Let's go to Hebrews 12 and 22. Mm-hmm. When there is a soul, God has a deliverer. The deliverer is God. The deliverer is the Lord, but somebody's got to bring them.
That's right.
That's why the Lord said, ye shall see me no more till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's when redemption comes. 12, Hebrews 12 and 22.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion.
We've come unto Mount Zion what?
And unto the city of the living
the
God.
The city of the living God is the city of David.
Yes.
It's called Zion. What?
Yes.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
That's you and I. We that live for God. We are the city of David.
Yes.
We're Mount Zion because the Lord said you're a city set on a hill that cannot be hid.
Yes.
That beautiful? What?
And to an innumerable company of angels.
We are the heavenly Jerusalem. So if your church is called the heavenly Jerusalem, beautiful. If your church is called the city of the living God, beautiful. But you must be holy.
Yes.
The doctrine is holiness.
Yes.
Or you're just a name and don't understand what you are.
All right.
To an innumerable company of angels. What? Because the angels are from Genesis to Revelation. Those that God sent, angels of the churches that God set up.
Yes.
To what?
To the General Assembly.
So if you are God's church, maybe your church is called the General Assembly. That's fine. You're in holiness.
That's right.
You're a holy people. The General Assembly and what?
And Church of the Firstborn.
I've seen churches called the Church of the Firstborn. But if you're truly the Church of the Firstborn, you should be seeing eye to eye to God's word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Which are written in heaven.
Right. Now this is the heavenly church.
Yes.
New Jerusalem is spiritual, not natural.
All right.
What?
And to God, the judge of all.
What?
And to the spirits of just men made
so
perfect.
When we come to God, this is how we see eye to eye. God comes to make us just.
Yes.
You cannot be just if you sin.
That's right.
Then when you become just, you perfect holiness.
Yes.
Just men made perfect. What?
All right. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant.
Now, he's talking about the covenant of the Levitical priesthood was made new.
Yes. All right.
Because this covenant was the offering of bullocks and hams and heifers in the Old Testament. The New Testament is in his blood. This is not God's word being new, because God's word never changes. And without God's word, you wouldn't know what sin is. Sin is the transgression of God's word.
Yes.
Of God's law.
Yes.
Of God's commandments. That never changes. That's our ideal. That's our plumb line. This is what pleases God, to obey God. And he wouldn't have given it to us if we could not do it.
All right.
But because of sin, transgression of God's law, there was another covenant. A law saying you must have a blood sacrifice for the remedy to get you back to obeying God, to obeying the word.
Yes.
Not having gods before God, on and on and on.
Yes.
But Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling.
That speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Because Abel had a blood sacrifice.
Yes.
It was accepted. It was well. But this is better.
Yes.
What?
See that ye refuse not him that speaketh.
What?
For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth.
What?
Much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
Well, how are you going to hear God speak from heaven except through the one that God sent?
All right.
Isaiah 52 and 8. Let's go back there. God is talking about the watchman.
Yes.
God's watchman is lifting up the voice. See that you don't refuse the word.
All right.
As the Lord said, harden not your heart as it was in the day of provocation. When you heard God speaking, they hardened their heart.
Yes.
52 and 8.
Thy watchman shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye.
So as I say, that's the thought here. Everyone should be seeing eye to eye when you're God's church.
Yes.
And if you're eye to eye, there is no such thing as all these different denominations. We're holiness unto the Lord.
All right.
When the Lord
shall bring again Zion.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and 33.
All right.
It's all about Zion and God, because God's church is Zion.
Yes.
And if you live for God, if you say that God is your God and you're following God's word, you are Zion. You're the city of David. You're the new Jerusalem.
That's right.
And we should be without spot or wrinkle. That is our plight to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Striving to be washed
from
our filthiness.
Yes, Lord.
As the Lord said, I'm calling for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, no blemishes. This is what God is calling for.
Yes.
That's God's church.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy 4 and 33, what does it say?
Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire? As thou hast heard and lived.
So Moses let the people have, ever people heard God speaking out of the midst of the fire. Well, God's ministers are like a flame of fire.
Yes.
And if you are chosen, if you desire God, you can hear God speaking through his word.
Yes.
Because God's word is like fire.
Yes, it is.
Read.
Or hath God assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation?
We all have come from many walks of life.
Yes.
But the parable was God went down into Egypt and took his nation from another nation.
Yes, he did. Right.
Well, God's doing the same thing today. Doesn't matter if you were Baptist, God come to take you from that nation and make you a holy nation.
Right.
No matter where you come from, you can be naturally from Greece, but you can be here and be Catholic.
Yes.
Methodist, God come to take you from that nation and bring you to the nation of holiness.
All right.
Read.
By temptations.
What?
By signs.
What?
And by wonders and by war.
Because many times you get warfare when you come to leave these things that have held us captive all our lives.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
False doctrine, traditions. When you begin to come out, you have war, and mainly with mother, father, sister, brother, friends, neighborhoods.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Traditions, read.
And by a mighty hand.
What?
And by a stretched out arm. And by great terrors.
What?
According to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's read a little further. Unto thee
it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him.
None else. It's the Lord.
Yes.
There's not a trinity here.
No, it's not.
He is God. There is none else. What?
Beside him.
What?
Out of heaven, he made thee to hear his voice.
Well, if you hear God's voice today, you're hearing it out of heaven because God's people are in heavenly places.
That's right.
And that's where you're going to hear God's word. Read.
That he might instruct thee.
What?
And upon earth, he showed thee his great fire.
All right.
And thou heardest his words out of the
midst of the fire. So many times when the one that God says, you hear God's instruction through the words.
Yes.
But will you yield to it? Because many times that Pharaoh, these doctors of these false doctrines hold ones hostage, captive. And your ways and traditions hold you captive in the dust of the earth.
Yes. All
right.
God is saying, awake, read.
And because he loved thy fathers.
What?
Therefore he chose their seed after them.
All right, read the ninth verse. Let's see what that says.
Mm-hmm.
Ninth verse.
Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently.
What?
Lest thou forget
things. So wait a minute. We can keep our souls from sin.